All right, we're going to continue with our post-race media availabilities. We're now joined by the winning crew chief of the number 88, Stephen Duran. First question for Stephen, please raise your hand. We'll go up here in the front.
Hi, Shane. First of all, congratulations on the win. A couple of minutes ago, I was able to see all your emotions from the team and from you right at the pit box. What does it mean to be able to win after Chicago 2023 and having the first ever victory in Mexico City?
Yeah, it's such a big deal for the team, especially with the weekend we've had. Travel issues, had a short crew here, like had half of our guys for practice. So it was just a huge relief to finish the weekend like we did. Locked in the playoffs, it's a big deal.
Thank you.
We'll go to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. As Shane termed it, he was leaking in both ends. So were you concerned about his focus, and was there anything that you were doing to tell him to coach him, or the medical people telling him to coach him?
I wasn't super concerned about him once he got going. I just kept reminding him to keep drinking some fluids. He had some little squeeze packs of energy pouches in the car with him. So I could tell by his tone that he wasn't struggling too bad once he got racing.
And how much of that was car today and how much of that was Shane?
It's hard to say. The car was obviously okay, but he's unbelievable. It's amazing to watch him race at tracks like this.
Come up to Zach.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. How much of a struggle has it been to get to here, just with what's gone on in the races that have preceded this?
Yeah, we knew it would be tough. He's going to a lot of these places for the first time in a cup car. Just figuring out how to race ovals with this type of car. So we knew it would be a struggle. It's still tough going through it, but it's a huge relief to get this. I think it's just a momentum builder. We've been better on the ovals for the past month. And I think we'll just keep building on that and getting ready for the playoffs now.
And I know you never really count on, you know, banking a win or things like that, but did you at least have a hunch that you had a pretty good shot at victory with SVG coming here and with the series of road courses that are coming up on the schedule?
For sure. That was our hope. We had them all circled going into the year. I don't think we approach road courses any different than we do ovals. It's max effort on every car, but we know with his skill set, if we just put him in position, he's going to take care of business at these tight places.
Any additional questions? Yeah, we'll come back up to the front here.
Hi, sorry for the second question. I want to ask you, Shane, did you feel confident having a veteran Mexican engineer with experience in the Mexico City series? In the Mexico series, as part of your data analysis team?
Are you speaking about Jose?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome to have him for a lot of reasons, but he's an amazing engineer. He's been an amazing person to have in the city, guide us around, show us some cool stuff. But having him sitting back in the truck feeding us info was awesome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go back to Bob.
With all the travel, even though you won, like, would you want to come back? Do you want to do this race again?
Yeah, for sure I'd come back. I think, like with anything, the more times we do international stuff, it's just going to get better. There was some rough stuff that nobody could, it was out of everybody's control with the airplane. We did the best we could out of it, brought down the bare minimum to get through practice, and luckily had everybody here yesterday and kind of regrouped, refocused. I would definitely come back though.
Additional questions for Stephen? All right, well, thank you and congratulations.
Thank
you. Okay, we're now joined by our race winner, Shane Van Gisbergen. Congratulations, Shane. Maybe just open us up with some thoughts on the experience here in Mexico City and this dominant performance that you just showed us.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. Yeah, brilliant day, brilliant weekend, I guess, for us with a pole and a win. I really am stoked for Safety Culture to get a great result with them. We've had speed with them on the car, but never had a great result. So amazing to win with an Australian company on the car. And just thank you so much to the Trackhouse guys, Chevy, ECR Engines, and everyone who's supported us and dug deep. You know, it's been a tough start to the year, but there's been a lot of bright spots lately, a lot of progress. And yeah, today was that last stint. You know, I struggled to enjoy it because I'm just praying that a yellow wouldn't come out, but the car was just like unreal, just so balanced. And yeah, I kind of took off to a lap time and thought, oh, maybe the 48's cruising, maybe he's not, and then they just blew off. So it was those last 10 or 15 was pretty special.
Excellent. Well, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll start here with Jenna, then Jordan, Holly, then Bob.
Hey, Shane, Jenna Fryer with the AP. I've got two questions for you. The first one, you had this totally weird weekend with the plane, and then I guess you were sick.
Yeah.
But what ailment did you have? How did you get sick? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. I've been so careful, you know. I try to treat it like when I go to Asia, you know, just drink bottled water and be careful in your shower and brush your teeth with bottled water, you know. So, yeah, just yesterday after qualifying, I just went really downhill and couldn't keep anything in. Everything just went straight through me. So I missed a lot of stuff pre-race, which was a shame. So I apologize to people for missing that. And, yeah, they gave me a couple of whatever it was. And it took a while in the race to feel better. I felt really queasy and, you know, my mind was clear, but my body just, like, I had so much pressure in my stomach. And but, yeah, crazy weekend. And everyone dug deep, you know, everyone banded together. And, you know, there was engineers arriving yesterday right before qualifying and mechanics the night before that. Like, it was a skeleton crew, really, on Friday. So credit to everyone who banded together and come up with a plan. And, yeah, it ended up amazing.
And you mentioned, you know, it's been a tough year. This win gets you into the playoffs. Like,
yep.
What second life does that give you? How are you feeling now?
Yeah, it means everything to us. You know, that's essentially why I'm here, right? So, but I am getting better and more competitive in ovals. I said earlier, my average oval running position's gone from 85th to 10th to 20th or 10th to 15th on a good day. Like, we're really making a lot of progress and I've sort of just not been forcing it, you know. I've been methodical, got better every week, I feel like, and it's been really fun working with my 88 crew the last, all year, but the last couple of months. Yes, it's been great to show some improvement and be competitive.
Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Kind of following up on that, you know, there's five road courses during the regular season. What is the pressure like going into one of these races knowing, I mean, it's one of five to get kind of in the playoffs, where things are at for you guys?
I didn't let it get to me this week, but there probably was, you know, like, yeah, the way we've been going and you know, that expectation every week that the 88's going to be up the front on any right-hand corners. So, yeah, I guess there is, but we handled it pretty well. Like, the atmosphere in the team, we were really stoked yesterday, but didn't lose focus, you know. There's no points for pole position, but, you know, my laps yesterday were terrible. If I put all my sectors together, we would have been lights out, you know, so we still had a lot of work to do to the car, but yeah, I guess we just kept our heads down.
There was a stretch in the race there where you were behind Ty Gibbs. I was curious, were you just kind of, I don't want to say lagging laps, were you just kind of riding there, or were you biding your time, or was that he's just faster at that moment?
A bit of both. I tried to really get to him because he was pushing 10-10s, it looked like. But as soon as I pushed and was in dirty air, like, the brakes just cooked themselves, the engine temp went up, and yeah, like, the thin air really affects the car. So yeah, I just kind of backed off, but it was all sort of track position. Like, if I was out front, he would have had the same problem behind me, you know. So yeah, it would have been really interesting to see how that strategy played out at the end. Lucky for us, but yeah, he was driving really well.
Holly.
Hi, Shane. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. I wanted to ask you a little bit. It seemed like after your last pit stop, you were a little unsure that maybe there was something wrong, something wasn't tightened or whatever. Maybe you could tell us what that was.
Yeah.
And if you want to answer that, and then I'll follow.
Yeah, we just, you know, you run such a low tire pressure here, and when the tire's cold and baggy, it's a weird tire, and it feels like the car was moving. And I just asked for reassurance, really, and they reviewed the tape, and they told me multiple times the wheels were tight. So yeah, after that last restart, it felt terrible, but 2-3 laps later, the tyres come up to pressure and we were okay. So, yeah, the first set of tyres was like that too. It's just these tyres feel really odd, yeah.
That must be hard as a driver to kind of talk yourself down and say, I trust in what they're telling me.
Yeah, I had so many noises and stuff going on those last few laps and begging not for a yellow and stuff like that. So it's a real relief here when you get to that white flag and can enjoy the last lap.
And my last question was, you won by such a large margin, and I guess you also were like, let me go, and they were telling you calm down about it, but yeah. I believe it's one of the largest margins of victory this season, if not the, so.
Wow, yeah, that's unreal. Yeah, Stephen was just, he kept telling me to slow down and telling me what the other guys were doing, you know, and I tried to back it off 6-8 tenths, and I just kept making mistakes, you know, you lose focus, and you start thinking about what's going to happen, you know, so I just wanted to knuckle down and concentrate at the task at hand, and I think it was 36 zeros and 35 eights. I was just trying to do that every lap and challenge myself to be consistent, to not lose focus.
Go to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. So did they give you any medication or anything during the race, and like pre-race did you go and get fluids, or what did you have to do?
Where's Peyton? I don't know what it was they gave me, but yeah, certainly helped. I took it just before I got in the car, and yeah, it took probably an hour. You know, end of that first stage, I drank as much as I could, and I thought I was starting to get a bit better by then.
Do you think, I mean, I guess, were you lucky it was cool temperatures and everything, or were you feeling pretty bad in the car during the race?
The first stint, I was feeling pretty average. I was like, this is going to be a long race, you know, it's 100 laps, and the first stage was only 25, I think, you know, and I looked at my watch and my heart rate, I need to calm down a bit, you know, so I kind of had to manage myself, whereas normally you're just push flat out without a think of the fitness. So, yeah, it's pretty average to feel like that in a race car.
Come up here in the front for a lap.
Hi, my name is Linda Aguilar from Guerrero Sport. What was the most difficult part of the circuit for you?
Ooh, probably the restarts. Yeah, it felt kind of like, not that I've ever led a super speedway, but how you took off at the restarts, you really needed to time the guy behind you to try to get a push. And if you didn't, you'd get just swallowed up, which I did on a couple of them. So, yeah, that's the kind of restarts I don't have experience at, I guess, or enough skill yet to place myself in the right spot. So, yeah, I definitely need to improve that. But, yeah, that's probably the hardest bit was the restarts.
Go up here in the front.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Van Gisbergen. Van Gisbergen, I'm really
better
sorry.
Today.
congratulations on the win, an amazing drive. And I'd like to repeat the question that I asked you yesterday. After everything that's happened, does it now feel like a deja vu compared to Chicago?
Ooh. No, it feels completely different. Like I felt pretty out of place at Chicago, you know. No one knew who I was, and we were pretty under the radar, really, into that weekend, which was perfect for me. And this weekend, you know, the expectation and the favoritism's there. So it feels polar opposites, really. So, yeah, this weekend is really, it's like a privilege to execute. And everyone did their job right, the pit crew, the strategy. It's amazing how it worked out.
Thank you.
Go to Jerry.
Hi, Shane. Nicolas Schiller for El Universal Deportes. First, to ask you, how do you feel after winning for the first time in Mexico, with all that means, you know, being the first time that the Cup Series is being held here in Mexico City?
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, yesterday I had goosebumps watching Daniel win at the hotel, and I've won at home before when Fiat Supercars went to New Zealand, and New Zealands are a bit more reserved, I guess, than Mexicans. And it was amazing, the reception, the crowd, and even today when he's on wets and, you know, he's got no chance, he got to the lead and you just see the crowd erupt, you know. It's amazing the support that he had and how much this race meant to everyone. And you see people so stoked to meet you for the first time. Like they've been NASCAR fans for years but never been able to see the race in person. So I thought it was a really cool weekend and I'd love to come back here.
And my last question, what is your opinion about the Autódromo Rodríguez, the track in particular?
I didn't find it the most challenging. It's all first and second gear corners, so quite boring. I like a track with fast corners and you really got to hang on to the car and commit. So the track itself wasn't that challenging. It was first and second gear everywhere and a lot of technique, I guess. But yeah, that's why in qualifying, everyone was within 0.8 or a second, you know, like it's close because the track is not challenging. So, but that's probably what made the racing so close, I think.
Good, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan kicking the tires. Shane, you may have been asked, I'm not sure, but this is a season changer for you. This is, I mean, you're in the playoffs, this is huge, and it can be, could be a career changer. What's your emotions, what's your taking away from this win, especially in a historic race down here for the first time in the Cup Series?
Yeah, as I said earlier, that's why I'm here, to win road races, you know, but I'm not here to run last on the ovals either. I need to keep getting better and, you know, to justify being a Cup Series driver, I need to be performing on the ovals too. So I feel like we're really making strides, but yeah, this is what I'm here to do, make the playoffs, put another Trackhouse car in the playoffs. And yeah, I can't wait to do the victory lunch during the week at Trackhouse and just see how stoked everyone is there. Like you see the effort everyone puts in and they don't get the glory, you know, they're just stuck at the shop. So I love, you know, taking that and sharing that moment with them during the week.
Does this take the pressure off of the other road courses that you would have had to worry about, you know, throughout the rest of the year?
Maybe, you know, but it might change, you know, it changed last year how we raced. We won the race at Portland, then we started racing for playoff points and, you know, it changed our approach to the races with flipping straight stages and stuff like that. So now we're trying to get as many playoff points as we can. So yeah, I guess it does take some pressure off because we can freestyle a little bit more, but every race we go to, the expectation is going to be there.
Jeff, did you have a question? Yeah, Jeff in the middle there, yep.
Does your, are you feeling well enough to celebrate tonight, or is this going to be something that impacts you and you're just going to go back and go to sleep, or how are you feeling now?
I'm going to mix some Red Bulls with some adult beverages, yes.
And then is your fire suit clean? Are we talking you have a clean suit here right now?
No, we had a spare one ready to go, but all good, no dramas, safe.
Go up here to the front to Zach.
Hey, Shane, you talked a little bit about the vibe and the atmosphere of this. Did it meet up with your expectations, and how maybe did it compare to some of the other events that you've raced in around the globe?
Yeah, I tried not to have expectations coming here, just have an open mind. It's a fresh place, and, you know, I did as much study as I could, but I didn't know, you know, how we were going to be received, what the city would be like and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a cool place. I'm not a city person, so I'm looking forward to getting back to the farm at Mooresville and chilling out. But it's a cool place.
Go over here.
Okay. Hi, Shane. Congratulations. I would like to ask you, do you think that Mexico should stay in the NASCAR Series Cup calendar for the next years? And how important is the voice of you as drivers for making this possible? Thanks.
Is it not locked in for next year?
No.
Okay. Well, I'd love to come back. It's always cool going to different places, but I have no say in it. So, but yeah, I think everyone seemed to enjoy themselves. The racing was cool, so I'd love to come back.
Go over here. Yep.
Hi, Shane, Angie from Reuters. I'm really curious about what Max Verstappen told you. Like, I'm amazed to hear that you said, like, the track wasn't challenging at all.
Yep.
So I'm curious, did he say that?
Well, I just look for every advantage I can. You know, I know he's raced here in the rain, and he's a friend of mine, and I walked out onto pit road this morning, and it was amazing how slick it was. You know, normally on a wet circuit, you know, the tarmac has grip and the white lines are slipperier. It was the opposite. It was like ice, how slippery it was out there. So I just reached out to him. Was the grip online, offline? What kind of techniques did he use? And yeah, he didn't say too much, but it's always good to get a little leg up, you know.
Thanks.
And we'll take two more, Israel in the back, and then we'll wrap over here.
Shane, this is a fun fact. I wouldn't call myself like your lucky charm, but I was in Chicago in 2023 when you won in your NASCAR Cup Series debut, and now I'm here.
Would you like to come to Pocono next week?
the question is oriented into this question. How much are you willing in NASCAR in 2026 has a new venue? Because obviously, like, those are the places you're shining bright.
Yeah.
Rumor has it maybe Canada is going to be in the schedule next year.
Yeah, new places are always great. You know, when we go to like a Darlington or a Texas or a Vegas, and like I'm 3-4 years behind really what these guys do, and you know the car can go flat out at Vegas on the first lap and I'm like, Jesus Christ, we're doing 310 k's into here and I have to go flat out. Like it's eye-opening stuff, and practice always takes me a bit of time, you know. That's how I've grown up racing, so yeah, I love new places. It puts me on a level playing field, and I always feel like I'm playing catch up, and every time I go back to a track for the second time in a cup car, I feel like I make big gains, so yeah.
We'll finish up over here.
Congratulations. How special will the Hermanos Rodriguez racetrack be in your career?
Oh, certainly up there. Yeah, I've been very lucky to take part in some great races, win a few majors, I guess. And yeah, this is certainly up there. It probably hasn't sunk in yet, but yeah, I've been lucky to race in Europe, Asia, and I never raced here, you know. So yeah, it's you know, there's a couple of places left I'd love to go and race, but yeah, I'm stoked to tick off another cool race.
Well, congratulations, Shane. Thank you so much, and good luck in Pocono next weekend.
Thank you, everyone.